Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe, also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
USDA releasing their latest cattle on feed numbers this last Friday afternoon after the markets closed for the weekend. And according to Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities, the on feed numbers virtually unchanged from 1 year ago.
On feed came in at 100% of a year ago. The trade was looking for 99.8%. Now this means that we have on feed now 10.633 million head of cattle. And it is 5.7% below the 5-year average at this level.
All in all, no big surprises out of this report. However, the placement numbers were a little bit on the bearish side, according to Tom Loeffler.
Now, those placements we talked about being larger came in at 99%. They was looking for 95.7%. Now, that means that we placed 2.357 million head of cattle, and it is virtually equal to the 3-year average and only 2% lower than the 5-year average. This is the second largest placement of the past 36 months, but it is the second smallest October placement of the past 19 years.
Bottom line, according to Tom Loeffler, no big surprises out of this cattle on feed report and no big changes in overall beef supplies because of the numbers that are right now on feed. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says that our 2015 wheat crop really in about the same spot as we were a year ago.
It's eerily similar to last year's crop. We were in a similar situation last year. Maybe in a little bit better shape this year in southwest Oklahoma than we were last year. But still, we don't have any surplus moisture. We're living paycheck to paycheck on a lot of these wheat fields in terms of moisture. If we continue to get some moisture and hopefully even some excess moisture this winter to recharge that soil profile, we are on our way to a good, decent crop, I think, for harvest 2015. If we have a repeat of last year and the taps have turned off and we do not see moisture again until April, we could likely have the same result we had in 2014. So the amount of moisture we receive between now and the 1st of March will be critical in determining what type of wheat harvest we have in 2015.
Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards. Now, some of our southern wheat fields got some nice rains out of this last system. An inch of rain reported at Altus, 2 inches at Tipton, an inch at Hobart, couple of inches at Medicine Park, inch and a half at Fort Cobb, inch and 3/10 at Minco. But then you go north of any of those locations and you very rapidly drop down to almost no precipitation falling. And as you get into north central Oklahoma, not much, if any, rain fell as well from this latest system. You've got farm news on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.